Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk. It's almost better than a second cup of coffee.
Thank you again, Belmont County. You really came through for Karen Neff and Keith. Really, $3,500. Holy cow. Nicely done. Truly, very nicely done. Thanks so much for joining us, Dimitri, live and dangerously local. I want to talk with you about some of my incredible clients. Dimitri 2020 LLC is my company. I provide programming here for this radio station. I have great clients, and I want to talk with you about a couple of them right now. One is Serena Heckathorn. Serena Heckathorn is gold. Serena Heckathorn is Health Markets Insurance Agency. Full disclosure, she is my health insurance agent, Leslie's as well. She came over to our house several years ago and said, I can help you with all of your healthcare needs. And she was right. She has been terrific with everything, prescriptions, you name it. The service, just the best service, because Serena Heckathorn is gold. And I tell people all about that. And she is certainly our health insurance agent. She is my client. She is an advertiser, you know, full disclosure with all of this. If you're disabled, changing jobs, losing employer coverage, losing Medicaid coverage, turning 65, or if you need life, dental, or cancer coverage, Serena can help you determine what's best for you, because Serena Heckathorn is gold. Two offices. St. Clairsville is the newer office. I guess it's at least a year old now. It's on 50966. That's 50966 National Road in St. C. Just up from West Texas Roadhouse and DeFelice Pizza, almost across the street from that Blue Bank building. And the other Health Markets Insurance Agency office is on Sunset in Steubenville next to the KFC. So you can go see Serena or Mary or Dustin or whoever in the Steubenville office. Get all your health care taken care of with Health Markets Insurance Agency, that go next door and get some fried chicken. Can't go wrong with that. Serena Heckathorn is gold. She is just gold. And a lot of people have been asking, Dimitri, was that you that we saw at Bridgeport Equipment on Hall Street in Bridgeport, you know, right next to the 84 Lumber Building? And I said, yeah, as a matter of fact, it is. Bridgeport Equipment, a new advertiser, a new client of mine, Dimitri 2020 LLC, and I could not be more thrilled. This Bridgeport Equipment company and Bridgeport Equipment and Tool, I'd call it Bridgeport Equipment, is an amazing store. Primarily because they've got lots of stuff, no question, but it's the people. Zach and Ross and his team are absolutely wonderful. I spent a lot of time with them. And in fact, I was so impressed with him that I took lots and lots of photos and posted it on Facebook. We did a music video, a Reels thing on Facebook as well, and it's got over 1,000 views now. I can't even imagine how many more it's got. And they've got this incredible lots of wonderful equipment, especially for spring lawn care, steel products. Now, steel is S-T-I-H-L. It's German. They don't know how to spell. But it's a great, great company. By any standard, a great company. And they've got these wonderful sales going on right now with, and I don't know, $20 off, $30 off, or for the battery, you got to get a new battery if it's electric or what. I can't even begin to go into all the details, but it is a great sale, great people. If you are one of those people who like doing lawn care, who like trimming and cutting grass and blowing leaves or grass remnants or digging or doing pretty much or sawing anything along those lines, Bridgeport Equipment on Hall Street in Bridgeport, right next to the 84 Lumber Building. I'm telling you, these people are great. You go in there and you say, hey, Dimitri sent me, and you ask for Zach or Ross or whoever, you know, talks with you. They'll all greet you. They'll, hey, thanks for coming. Thanks for joining us. How can we help you? They're wonderful people. They really are. It is Bridgeport Equipment, and it's on Hall Street, in Bridgeport, right next to 84 Lumber. And let me tell you, if you care at all about your lawn, about gardening, about anything outdoorsy, now that spring is just around the corner, you got to go there, because their sales, I mean, I'm telling you, it's a steal. It's a steal. Bridgeport Equipment, great people, proud to and honored to be able to personally endorse them, because I've been to a number of their stores, I have to tell you. Spoke with a number of their people. Very, very impressive people. Lots of great products, no question, great service. Oh, repair shop as well. If you have any sort of a tool, and it doesn't, you didn't have to buy it at Bridgeport Equipment, but if you have any sort of a trimmer, lawn mower, or, you know, whatever, Bridgeport Equipment, they've got a whole service department in the back that does repairs on all sorts of different types of equipment and tools. So get in touch with them. They can help you. They're wonderful people. Let me tell you, make sure you say Dimitri sent me, so they'll take especially good care of you. All right. Did you by any chance have the opportunity to see this incredible, I guess it wasn't even a news conference. It was more of a press opportunity, sitting down with President Trump, Vice President Vance, and the dictator of Ukraine, this Zelensky character. And they were just going through the formalities. They were going to sign an agreement where the United States would be able to get paid back some of the money that it is given the Ukrainians in this war against Russia. And it's a god-awful, miserable thing. It just really, really is. And out of the blue, Zelensky decides to crap all over the deal and behaved like an incredibly stupid human being on national, in fact, international TV. Everybody saw this. It was mind-blowing. It really was. The big winner, of course, Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. Big winners, I should say. And the big loser, well, the remaining citizens of Ukraine. Because this was a great deal. And Zelensky, and I don't know what prompted him to do this, but man, he crapped all over this thing after agreeing to all the terms. Something very, very bad happened and very, very stupid. And what's really interesting to me, and being on Facebook, is most of my listeners are still on Facebook, by far more so than TikTok or Twitter or whatever. This is a Facebook crowd, let me tell you. That the number of people who have Ukrainian flags or Ukrainian colors as part of their account. Instead of their pictures on Facebook, they have a picture of the Ukrainian flag, or the background picture includes the Ukrainian colors of the flag, something along those lines. Oh, I stand with Ukraine. They couldn't, the vast majority of these people, in my opinion, couldn't give a damn about Ukraine. This is just an excuse to show how much they hate Trump. That's all this is. And the Trump derangement syndrome is now showing itself as support for Ukraine. Most of these people couldn't find Ukraine on a map, including me, by the way. Even if Ukraine were marked, it would be like UK and however Ukraine is spelled. But the main thing here with these people is they hate Trump so much that anything that's if Trump doesn't like it, they're all for it. I mean, that's how crazy they are. And I look at some of these pictures of their profiles or whatever on Facebook with the Ukrainian flag, and I just go, I know you're Trump haters because I've seen all of your posts. I know you hate Trump. And suddenly you care about Ukraine. I mean, how many hundreds of billions of dollars have we donated to Ukraine? And it wasn't even a loan. It wasn't even a loan. But of course, it doesn't matter, because if you had Trump derangement syndrome, you got it real, real bad. And for you, if you have Trump derangement syndrome and you saw this incredible spectacle a few days ago with Zelensky, you think that Trump and J.D. Vance were the bad guys and that Zelensky is the good guy. I've got one of the Karens for you. She was on TikTok, and this is a good indicator, a good representation, I guess, a better way of saying it, of how insane these people are who have Trump derangement syndrome. I mean, they're just out of their minds. They really are.
If you don't think our country just got a lot more dangerous today, you're wrong. Of course, I'm not even going to post the Zelensky meeting with Trump and Vance in the White House. What we witnessed was so disgusting, I can't even explain it. The president of the United States is siding with Russia. And we've always known that. We've always known that Putin has him in his back pocket. But the way he talked to Zelensky, touched him, pushed him, and Vance over there with his little pygmy face. Oh my God. I mean, I cannot even believe this is real life. And if you're not scared right now, you need to pull your head out, because this is as frightening as it can be. What's going to happen to America when we have no allies? Because that's what's happening right now. We're going to lose all of our allies. We're living in a very scary place. And we need to do something. We need to do something now. Now, I know we're not shopping today. That's not enough. We've got to do something. I mean, I'm just on the verge of tears. This is just hellacious.
Sounds like somebody in the background was using a lawnmower from Bridgeport Equipment to mow the lawn as she was talking. I have no idea where that came from. I have no earthly idea. But anyway, that's me. I've got a really great one for you, another point of view. And this is Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who really makes a really, really strong case on ABC and George Stephanopoulos.
Is figure out whether a peace is possible. The first, all these other things that people keep bringing up, that'll have to be a part of a negotiation. Right now, there is no negotiation. Shouldn't we at least try to see if there is a way to end this war in a way that's acceptable to both sides and is enduring and sustainable? How is that a bad thing? I really am puzzled why anyone thinks that trying to be a peacemaker is a bad thing. It's only a bad thing when it's Donald Trump trying to do it. When it's President Trump, it's absurd to me.
Well, even some of your Republican allies are puzzled by the steps that President Trump has taken to placate Vladimir Putin. I want to bring up a post to Lisa Murkowski.
Well, which ones? What steps has the president taken to placate?
Let me show you.
Are we arming the Russians?
Are we providing economic assistance
to the Russians? Have we given the Russians $180 billion?
Please let me ask you a question. This is Lisa Murkowski, and here's what she says. This week started with administration officials refusing to acknowledge that Russia started the war in Ukraine. It ends with a tense and shocking conversation in the Oval Office and whispers from the White House that they may try to end all U.S. support for Ukraine. I know foreign policy is not for the faint of heart, but right now I am sick to my stomach as the administration appears to be walking away from our allies and embracing Putin, a threat to democracy and U.S. values around the world. Those are not my words. That's Senator Lisa Murkowski. What's your response?
Yeah, we're a free country. People have a right to these opinions. I would just say to you, what have we done to placate the Russians? The only thing we've done is say, are you guys willing to talk about peace? I say the same point. We're not giving that. We haven't given
them. You voted with North Korea and Russia and Belarus and the United Nations and against our Western allies.
No, well, let me tell you. All right. So you know what the United Nations resolution was? I'll tell you if you want to hear what it was. It basically said this has been a horrible war. It's time for it to end. The job of the UN is to bring about peace in the world. I thought that's what the UN was created to do, to stop wars and to prevent them. And that's what the resolution did. Was it antagonistic towards the Russians? No. Back to the point. But it also didn't praise the Russians. All it said is, this is a bad war. It needs to end. And by the way, at the Security Council, which has not been widely reported, the first resolution on Ukraine that has passed the Security Council in 3 years passed this week because of the leadership of President Trump. And it's a resolution that says, bad war needs to end. Let's bring the two sides together. That's what the resolution is. Again, what is the United Nations for? Isn't it not a forum to promote peace in the world? And shouldn't our president, shouldn't we all be happy that we have a president who's trying to stop wars and prevent them instead of start them? And I just don't get it. I really don't, other than the fact that it's Donald J. Trump. If this was a Democrat that was doing this, everyone would be saying, well, he's on his way to the Nobel Peace Prize. This is absurd. We are trying to end a war. You cannot end a war unless both sides come to the table, starting with the Russians. And that is the point the president has made. And we have to do whatever we can to try to bring them to the table to see if it's even possible. I'm not promising you it's possible. I'm not telling you it's 90% likely. I'm saying it's 0% likely if we don't get them to a negotiating table. And the sooner everyone grows up around here and figures out that this is a bad war that's heading in a bad direction with death and destruction and all kinds of dangers surrounding it that could spiral into a broader conflict, the sooner people grow up and realize that, I think the more progress we're going to be able to make. But But the president's crystal clear. He campaigned on it, and he's going to govern on it. And that is, he is going to be a president that tries to achieve peace. And he has been very clear, this is a war that would have never happened had Donald Trump been in the White House, and it needs to end, and we're going to do everything we can to end it.
Yeah! Winning! He made a very, very forceful argument, and the vast majority of Americans agree with President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance and Zelensky. Oh my God, what a horrible, horrible human being he is. He makes Putin almost look acceptable.